Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Mark Knopfler bring this back, the Dire Straits group there. Good song. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for checking it out. And thank you for subscribing to my free newsletter, which I hope you will. Every Sunday afternoon, we'll send it to you by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And my blog is there. We update that every day. And, of course, you got thousands of other things you can do there that will take you anywhere from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, depending on how long you want to spend, how much time you have, or what's on your mind. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. That is a 12-plus-year-old website. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Gary Moore is our guest, folks. Gary is the author of Faithful Finances 101. And, Gary, you wrote a white paper recently called The Goddess of Meanness and Greed. And you were talking about Ayn Rand. And tell us why that was on your mind.
Well, let's relate back to what we've been discussing, Jim. What people don't understand today is they're not frustrated with just Wall Street. They're frustrated with with Washington. They're frustrated with Wall Street. If you come into
If
you come into the churches where I am, Jim, what you'll find out is Main Street is frustrated with the ecclesiastical leadership. And what we're frustrated with, the country today is bifurcated along lines of the elite versus Main Street.
Yep.
Okay. And it's all the way through our society, the educated people have a different, what we call, worldview than what those of us on Main Street do typically.
Can I give you an example of an elitist statement that I heard?
Yeah.
The other day I was watching CNBC, and a guy that I actually kind of follow and I kind of like his way of thinking, but he said something the other day that was the most elitist thing I've ever heard him say. He was talking about people complaining about the bank bonuses.
Yeah.
And he said, people who don't like these bonuses should just go get a job at at the banks.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That was a very obtuse and dumb thing for him to say, because the guy who's driving the truck, working on the farm, bagging your groceries, pumping gas, teaching school, those people can't get a job at a bank.
Yeah. Let them eat cake.
Yeah, exactly. That was exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in today's world, there's two worldviews that I believe are killing us, okay? And everybody talks about change, but what we do is change from one elitist methodology to another elitist, and that is, on the left, if you like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and you believe they should take care of your health care, your retirement, and on and on and on, that's an idea of Plato. He said that there were rulers who should take care of everybody else, and you don't have any responsibilities for yourself, because the rulers will take care of you. Well, on the other hand, on the right, and most people do not understand this, there was a lady named Ayn Rand, who's not a conservative at all.
Right.
She's a libertarian, which is way to the right of we conservatives. And what we conservatives say is, based on Judeo-Christian tradition and teachings, is we are a brother's keeper. We practice the golden rule in business, and we watch out for the other fellow. What Ayn Rand taught, and by the way, her book, Atlas Shrugged, this is the second most influential book in America behind the Bible. She mentored people like Alan Greenspan, the literal disciple.
He was.
Michael Milken, and so on. And what they teach is that basically you take care of number one and let number two take care of number two. And that is the...
Is that called objectivism?
That's called objectivism. Mm-hmm. That's the total philosophy that she had. But her sense of denying moral responsibilities to others was really best expressed in her book, The Virtuous Selfishness. And what she, in essence, told all the leaders of Wall Street, and by the way, Alan Greenspan had once testified in Congress that brokers and people in financial services, and I'm quoting here, need to be unburdened of the perceived need to consider the interests of their counterparties. Now, what that's basically saying, Jim, is you come in to see me and tell me you got a little money, I should just sell you whatever I can sell you.
Right.
Now, you translate that into the testimony at Phil Angelides' commission on what caused the credit crisis last year. And you have Goldman Sachs, who are creating products to sell to others, make a profit selling it. At the same time, they're shorting
right.
the product, betting on it going down.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked the CEO of Goldman, said, well, you know, what kind of thinking is that? And he, in essence, said, well, they wanted it, they bought it, and
he said, we're market makers.
Well, this is the interesting part, Jim, is he then went on to say what happened with the credit crisis was like, what was the movie where the storm of the century hit and sank the ship? And he said, we had all of that come together.
The perfect storm.
And a perfect storm. And Angelides specifically said, no, this was not an act of God. It was an act of human beings.
Yeah.
Okay? He began to touch on what people don't understand is Ayn Rand wanted to be known, specifically said, I wanted to be known as the greatest enemy of religion in history.
Wow.
She was a student of Nietzsche. And
mm-hmm.
Nietzsche, if you remember, said God is dead. But
right.
Nietzsche did not want to develop anything to replace God. Well, Ayn Rand wanted to fill that role.
Yeah.
And so she wrote all of these tomes, which serve as their Bible, sort of, and created
mm-hmm.
what we call, formalized secular humanism.
Right.
People, and in essence said, here's the point. She rejected, coming from Russia, she rejected the governmental elites. However, what she taught was that there are corporate elites who can save us all. In other words, if we just give all of our money to
yeah.
Forbes 400.
Well, we now know that's not the case. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about where Main Street fits into all of this, because this is where I live. This is where you live, small business owners. This is where we live. This is where most people live. And you and I can't get away with this kind of objectivism. We can't get away with it. We aren't in business very long when we behave that way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Gary Moore is our guest. He's the author of Faithful Finances 101. Also, one of my favorite books on the planet. You should see it marked up and dog-eared here, folks. My copy, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Gary, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Well, you can go to my website, financialseminary.org, to see my work. And the books are usually on Amazon. And if
yeah.
not, you can go to the Templeton Foundation Press.
So check that out, folks. And I tell you, when you go to the foundation, are they still publishing McKay's book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds?
Oh yes, Sir John mandated that.
Folks, get that book. It's an amazing book. I have mine right in front of me. I use it all the time. I refer to it all the time, and it's an incredible book. It'll show you, folks, that the only thing that's changed about humanity and our frailties have been the way we're able to leverage those frailties. In my opinion, Gary, I think that's the only thing. But and see, that's the difference, and this is where I want to go to with the time we have left. On Main Street, people on Main Street are as fallible and imperfect as the people on Wall Street are. We don't have the leveraging tools that those folks do. And so when we behave in a way unscrupulous and unethical, whatever we may do, we get hauled up short on that, Gary, because Main Street customers won't let us get away with that.
No, Sir John,
But in Wall Street, you and I both know that there are memos that are now out, Gary, where some people said, you know, this is really kind of a bad thing to be doing. Oh, do we really want to be doing this? And somebody, and the answerer said, well, but if we don't do it, somebody else will. And they said, okay, let's do it.
To have people read a book called The Sellout by Charlie Gasparino of
yeah.
CNBC.
Yeah.
He tells a story in there of Citicorp traders of these mortgage-backed securities who knew that we were headed for mortgage difficulties. And one of them said to the other, he said, well, what's the worst that can happen to us? We make $200 million and they fire us.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
the
and that's what happened. And that's exactly what happened.
Awards that happened out there. People could make so much money in such a short period of time by doing wrong that they didn't care. They were set for life.
And they collapsed the stock market, and then in the year that it recovered, they made hundreds of millions, actually billions more. The top banks' bonuses for 2009, $30 billion. Gary, there's something wrong with that. What? How do we fix this?
Well, I think there's only one way. I don't think you can do this with legislation and so on, because people always find a way around
mechanisms,
as they're doing with compensation in New York right now. Morality, Jim.
Yep.
If people don't understand. Take me for an example. I'm a bad example, but in a way I'm a good one. I grew up a farm boy in the Judeo-Christian tradition.
Yep.
Mom taught me a difference in right and wrong. I went to college, studied political science, and I ran into this lady named Ayn Rand, who taught pretty much the opposite of everything that Judeo-Christian tradition taught. Now, if you think about that, what happened is I moved from Main Street to Wall Street, okay, and had an interest in Pennsylvania Avenue studying political science. But in essence, it's our educational system. When my local paper did a thing on the financial seminary, and they called the professor of ethics at Duke University. I described this in the paper, Jim, the irony of it. And he pointedly was a disciple of Ayn Rand, and that's why they called him. Mm-hmm. He said, religion is incompatible with business. It has nothing to do with business.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the irony of that, as I describe in the paper, is he taught at the Fuqua School of Business. J.P. Fuqua, I served on a Christian board with J.P.
Yep.
He gave $30 million to
He's
Duke.
Known for that,
so
yes.
So a young guy could teach our young minds that J.P. couldn't do what he did.
That is irony. Well, what you're saying though is we've got to do on Main Street. We've got to reclaim our marketplace, Gary.
Exactly.
All the way up to Wall Street.
Exactly.
And we've got to hold these people to a higher standard, don't we?
Exactly.
Including
and based,
our
by the way, in my line of work, investing, the way we do that is there's a form of investing called socially responsible investing that specifically wants to consciously consider others when they're investing money.
Well, if Main Street's going to survive, we've got to hold Wall Street and Washington more accountable, Gary.
Yeah, and ourselves, Jim.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you. Hey, Gary, thanks.
Filters down.
Thanks for being here. Good job.
All right,
today.
Buddy.
We'll see you next time. FaithfulFinances.com, right? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you, today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.